Here we are at the beginning of the fifth section of Living Simply and Loving It. Whose birthday is it, anyway? Our most widely read resource. Designed for individuals, families, or small groups, it includes worshipful ceremonies, activities, a daily Advent Christmas calendar, and suggestions for remembering those in need. Writers deal with what's really meaningful and share helpful traditions. Whose birthday also comes in Spanish, called Adviento. The booklet's calendar offers thoughts and actions for each day in Advent and the 12 days of Christmas to help people remember the reason we celebrate. Reflections through Advent to Epiphany, which can be read aloud or quietly for private or group meditation. Worshipful ceremonies can be used with the reflections or by themselves during events in Advent and Christmas, such as St. Nicholas Day or Epiphany. The popular 10 Tips for a Simpler, More Meaningful Christmas is available on our website. It summarizes much of Alternatives' emphases into a helpful list. Alternatives also provides other resources appropriate for reevaluating Christmas. The video, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, explores creative ways to decommercialize Christmas. Vivid photography, music, and interviews help us rethink how we observe this holy day. This provocative video is an ideal way to introduce people to the idea of celebrating more simply, more meaningfully. The Christmas Campaign Kit contains some 15 resources, such as The Christmas Game, which promises hours of family storytelling for those 5 to 105. It makes a wonderful Christmas card stuffer. Two thought-provoking items in the kit. One says, Buy me nothing, I'll still love you. Another, Bearing gifts does not make us wise. Carols with Justice allows us to add social justice themes to our favorite carols. Alternatives provides sampler packs of its many past resources. These samples may be used as idea starters, sermon illustrations, art and articles for bulletins, and newsletters. Customers may copy Alternatives resources, but not sell them. Samplers for Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany include bulletin inserts, posters, and calendars, prayer, worship, celebrations, and plays, adult discussion guides, child, teen, and intergenerational discussion and activity guides. One Christmas, my mother bought a new plastic Santa to put on the top of the tree. I didn't think much of it, and when my dad saw it, he quietly insisted that it come down. After all, he was the Sunday school superintendent. Mother replaced Santa with a Christmas star. That incident had a profound effect on me. As greedy as I was as a youngster, I got the point that to celebrate Jesus' birth, not the coming of Santa Claus. Later, one of my sisters became a Jehovah's Witness. Wow, is that a shocker for a conservative Lutheran family. That group does not celebrate much of anything, so her family stopped coming for Christmas. Mother bought my sister a little book, Why I Believe in Santa Claus. It was a lot like the famous newspaper column, Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus. I feel now that we have much better symbols of Christmas and giving than Santa, who has been completely taken over by commercial interests to sell us more stuff. We have Jesus giving himself to us, and the three Magi giving gifts to Jesus. We have St. Nicholas, who gave gifts to the needy. Let's not confuse our children with Santa. Let's tell the real stories of our faith. The best of Alternatives' past Lent and Easter resources have been combined into a collection called Who's Risen from the Dead, Anyway? The popular 10 Tips for a Simpler, More Meaningful Easter is available on our website. Other resources produced by Alternatives are usable year-round. The Simpler Living Alternatives calendar for any year strives to help change our wasteful habits into creation-conserving, earth-friendly ones, based on living the environmental tithe. The word tithe means a tenth or 10%. This 366-day calendar is designed for people of various ages at various levels of commitment and ability. Some changes may come easily. Some will be more challenging. Caring for God's creation is an invitation for all of us. Spirit of Simplicity, Quotes and Art for Simple Living and Global Justice, contains over 1,000 quotations and over 475 illustrations for newsletters, websites, etc. Wedding Alternatives, a guide to planning out-of-the-ordinary celebrations, comes in English or in Spanish. The video, Break Forth into Joy, Beyond a Consumer Lifestyle, won a gold medal at an international film festival. Its four segments are ideal for a Sunday morning adult forum series. The first is an introduction to Christian voluntary simplicity, and the other three are personal testimonies on freedom and possessions, family and children, and taking action. Celebrations belong to people. They are not natural resources to be strip-mined each year for the sake of profit. Treasury of Celebrations channels our desire to celebrate into activities that truly nourish the human spirit, express our solidarity with all the Earth's people, and respect the environment. It helps us resist consumer pressures and celebrate in a more spiritually fulfilling, joyful way. If you are not satisfied with consumer-oriented celebrations, this big book of creative ideas could be helpful for you. About one-third of the resources we offer are designed for children or people who work with children, like parents. We hope to affect children's buying habits early because they are targeted by so many advertisers. I was dismayed recently when talking to a well-intentioned grandmother. She said, "I like to spoil my grandchildren when they're little, but when they turn 10, I cut them off." We are hoping to be a little more helpful than that. We hope that our children will not succumb to the pressures of overconsumption that's usually called success. After he graduated from high school, our son Peter had a revelation. "You know, Dad," he said, "if I don't spend so much money, I don't have to make so much money." There are two ways to have the money we need. We can earn more, or we can spend less. Voluntary simplicity says we'll have more time for what really counts, for God and for the people in our lives, if we choose to spend less on things we really don't need. Author G.K. Chesterton said it another way. There are two ways to get enough. One is to continue to accumulate more and more. The other is to desire less. This is the end of Section 5. I'm Gerald Iverson. As we close, please consider these questions. 1. How might Whose Birthday Is It Anyway fit into our family's or our church's celebration of Advent and Christmas? 2. Might any of Alternatives resources help us rethink our celebrations at Christmas, Easter, or year-round? 3. What have we learned from this CD that we are willing to take with us to live more simply year-round?